Blog Talk Radio.
What's the deal? Dope show. Right here, right now, getting it in. July. What's the deal? Trying to make sure it's all real and right here. Let me hear you. O-H-I-O. O-H. O-H-I-O. What's going on, people? This is Dope. For the sexy and grown. You get excited. What's the dilly? In what hood? In what block? I don't know if you're really vibing with me, man. I'm just here to make it look like something. Do what I do. Just logging in, vibing in. Got that dope Blends, Bars, and Beats bumping in the background. Six 614. Lots of news to get into. Lots of music to talk about. Lots of shows coming up. We vibe them on the Dope Show, Capital City 614. For those who don't really know, I am the Dope, the D-O-B-E, hosting this show, rocking this party, God's working. Yep. So what we going to get into today, where do we start? Go into the past, talk about the present, work our way into the future. I'll ask God how the day play out, but no one really knows. Just a day in Franklin County, baby. Let's see how it goes. The whole world, O-H-I-O, O-H, it's the Big Ten, we going to get it in. Well, what's going on, man? I hope everybody had what you call a positive weekend. But, you know, it's not all positive around the world. So, because this is a worldly show, some views, some statements, some situations might not always be that pretty and good and happy. It's life. It's ups and downs. I give up myself. I listen to others. Others share. Others take. But it's life, and we all in it together. How do you live your life? But it's also how you see your life. Yes, and how you may see others' lives. And with today and the way the world is, we see everyone's life. Some lives you want to be a part of. Some lives you could give two shits about. But you have an opinion on someone's life because they put it out there for you to have opinion. And because it's like that, there's a lot of hating going on. Hating habit. You feel me? It's a hating habit. I don't know what's really going on, What's the hating habit? Man, y'all better get these blends, bars, and beats.
Woo!
Niggas hating on a nigga. What am I to do? Yeah. Niggas hating on my crew. What am I to do? Blends, bars, and beats, some of the dough. Keep me out for a second. Tisha. Because it's a hot beat that you remember. Nah, we on something different right now. Dope show. It's a hating habit, man. People want to get on you. You see it out here in the media. Lots of hate going on. You don't know what to believe and how to believe. Is it a conviction? Let's talk about it, man. It's a hating habit. Bill Cosby. Oh, my goodness. It's amazing how people had an opinion, talked about it. All the facts were not there. So most took it as if these people are lying. Why hasn't it ever came out? These people are lying. Always say your blessing before you eat. These people were lying, that's what we thought. But all the evidence wasn't there. Some people still believed he was not telling the truth. We were still, you have more. It kind of was swept under the table, and always talking about it as far as the media will dominate it. Something happens, somebody's behind closed doors. What? Oh, we're going to unseal this. Now, you know that was about paper, whoever unsealed it. So all along it was in the works how to hide the money, get the money, discuss the money, and release the information. The information is now released, and we hear a new part of the story, another side of the story of what's going on with that story. So more opinions will change, add to it, hate, figure. Still not a conviction when it comes down to it. But if you go through the motions and someone doesn't get convicted, does it mean that they're still innocent? So you go to believe in, again, what you want to believe in some of these cases. As we know, people get off all the time when they're guilty, and they go through the trial, and they are perceived to be innocent. But that doesn't change the perception of your perception on that person if they're guilty or not. Because people out here really do believe what they want to believe, and then they believe that it's true. No one really knows, and it consumes us. And they're consuming us. And our mind is not focused. It happens to all of us. We will consume a conversation and really believe, really get deep into opinionated, but yet not a damn thing to do with either one of us. But when you talk about how it affects and how you deal with something, then it has to do with every one of us. Our main man, Jared. Come on, man. Who would have ever thought? Who would have ever thought, my man, Subway King. Unbelievable. But not unbelievable, because you don't know him. We don't know him. We just vibe off a presentation that was given to us. Like, you don't know him. The people who hang around, what he do, what he talks about, only is true people that you know what's going on. You know what I mean? You can't hide from who you really are, period. There's no way to hide. God knows, and he exposes it when he gets time and feels it's ready. But we get away with nothing, folks. And within yourself, you know what is right, wrong, difference, good, bad, ups, downs, hate, love, joy, pain. You know this. No one can tell you differently or me differently that they do not know it. We're humans, grown adults, and we are in everybody's business except our own. The time we put into making ourselves right, we all could be better. But then there's so many people out here that want you to live like they want you to live. So they send confusing messages and different situations to make controversy, to make war. So it's a lot of different things happening in situations. So you never know what's happening, what could happen. So you gotta try to be better at what you're doing and how you do it. So who knows who thinks who Jared is and what he's about. They pulled all his ads. They pulled everything about him on the website. They just ended his life. He's not guilty. We don't even know why they at his crib. It's trickling down to us and our views right now. That's what we're talking about it. Dope show, man. We just vibing right now. And it's a lot of hate and habit, different ways you can get chicken out the game. Blew up in the game, 15 minutes of fame, ain't no shame. Who could be true, who could be a lame? It's a part of the life, part of the game. I don't really know. So you got to understand it's a chance to blow. When you say you're so, yeah, it's crucial. I mean, it's real crucial. Now this boy, this man, now one of his partners, who he close to, helped him get money, foundations. Gaffel. It's already in his book. Thought it was under the table. Here comes Jared. Unbelievable, man. That life. Oh, man. 4th of July, fireworks, Columbus, Ohio, went down, biggest in the nation. Yeah, biggest in the nation. 614, all my skaters out there, what's good? Oh, man, I'm coming in the city, man, tomorrow, man. Wu-Tang, 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 Wu-Tang. Ghostface be in the building. Raekwon, that's my man's, Raekwon, man. They'll be in the building tomorrow, the city, my fault. I say the building, that's the city. And inside the city, where would they be? Man, where would they be? So many things going on. Skelly's is exclusive. Newport, let me see, where is it at? I have to get that information for you, man. I ain't got it pulled up right now. You know what I'm saying? But they'll be here tomorrow. Raekwon, Ghostface, Chilla, Summertime Turn Up. So if you're part of the hip-hop scene, you want to be down with the Wu-Tang, Wu-Tang. Yeah. Come on inside, 270 on a Thursday night. Turn up. Take off, be late to work. How you got to do it? Then the next day. Yes, the next day. We will be turning it up some more. The Legends. Ain't that funny? The Legends. Friday. Juvenile. Project Pat. Scarface, let's say Juvenile, Scarface, Project Pat, Too Short. Is Too Short on it? Woo, the Legends. It might be a few more. One of my new homies, old school homies, Pyrex, be rocking the stage, making himself become a part of the Legends. That's going down at the Promo West Pavilion, PC Pavilion. I think that's the new name. Names change. Arena District, Columbus, Ohio. The Legends Show. That's going to be real nice. That's Friday or Saturday. Man, I'm mixed up here. Thursday, that's tomorrow, Friday, Saturday. Well, they coming this weekend. You want to make sure you're there. I got a video shoot with Project Pat and my homie Luminous Lee. The Mojado Boys, that's right. Luminous Lou, got to shout him out, man. Nothing but love from my man. He very unique on his rhyme style, on his look. He'll surprise you. So when y'all see the video, Project Pat, another reason why he coming to the city. So, put on some music. Fresh Boy, Marco. Right now, Capitol Records. Gotta have my stuff together, man. So, I got a shout out for the opportunities. Definitely trying to make things happen. Power network with every and anyone while we try to live this life and do what we do. Everything ain't perfect, but as long as you're working in a positive manner, it can get better. Yep. So don't get it twisted unless you're twisting it up, twisting your cup, twisting your butt. Yeah. Oh, speaking of butts, man, what's going on? It was a all the women with butt attacks. And now we got Bieber going naked Instagramming. Man, I hope this ain't no, well, who knows what it is, but women might like it. I guess some people will like it. I just hate sometimes when you scrolling through and some of the things pop up that you just don't want to see. Part of the media. Now, my man John Legend's ass done popped up too, but he got a wife. So I wouldn't understand why or nothing or not. I wouldn't understand why or not anything can happen. But my wife better not put my ass on blast on media. I'm already doing what I do. So that's not necessary. But you would think that it has to be agreed upon. Or is this the first fight ever? Because she's highly upset that he's been exposed like that. You never know, but like I'm talking about it now, it's the opinion like, oh, that's cute. They married, they cool like that. Oh man, if my wife or my I'm chilling and she done took a you know. It's an opinion. It's an opinion. Everybody does everything. Now, it's just getting exposed. And once they expose you, are you willing and ready for the consequences being exposed to what you do? So they be like, oh man, John Legend showing his ass now. Everybody's looking at it. So what? Okay, no one was talking about that ever in public media. Now Bieber and John's ass went hamburger viral, whatever. And Bieber's life is totally different. Totally different. But them two are in the same category right now with these asses. Ways of living, ways of action, songs, everything's totally opposite. But now they're joined together through pictures in a different aspect, not just music, male artists, but these pictures of booty shots. The way the world is, your fans, all that, opinions, how does it work, what happens with that, it goes into negativity. There's no doubt that it will, because negativity happens. Who takes it where, who takes it what? Just be careful what you do, man, and women. You know? We're on the Dove Show, Capital City. It's that time again. Shout out to the women out here who kick balls. Woo! Not mine. The soccer women. USA. 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 The soccer women. Woo! And my girl who did the, what, hat trick? 3 goals? 50-yarder? Unheard of. I mean, sometimes you win with a victory and it's so overwhelming that people get to share a victory with you. You know, you never know what can happen in a game. You never know what can happen in life. Life is a game. They be like, man, I don't play games. But, all right, life live, where you live. Anything can happen in what you live, how you live. Playing a game, going to work, driving to school, whatever. So people make history. People break records. People do outstanding things because we get a view to see. Congratulations to the USA women's soccer team. That being said, everything still gets some negativity, but exposes some of the negativity. They talked about they only got paid $2 million, something like that, their team, but then the male team got paid $8 million. So in controversy, why women don't get paid or same as men, but it starts another, you know, positive and negative at the same time. They're just happy to make it, but are they deserving for more, you know? Only situations that may be the same. Like you say, the women's soccer team, for instance, do they train the same? Tour the same amount of games, same amount of practice? Is it equal on that note? So then you could say pay should be the same in that aspect of equal. Now, if it's less games, less media cover, less sponsors, it won't be the same. Women's basketball, men's basketball, it's the same amount of games, same amount of teams, same amount of fans that come to support the games. You can't pay somebody $10 million and then they have $100,000 in fans coming to the game. Nobody comes to the game, how are you going to pay someone? So equal pay might not be available. Like, I'm a professional basketball player. I am too. But all of them don't get equal pay either. I'm sure there's a higher paid women player than there is a male player, you know. WNBA highest woman player might be making more than one of the NBA players. I know not all men are. So life is what it is, man, and we're just trying to get better at what we do. Thanks for vibing with me. You know, never know what might happen. Never know where we might go. The Weeknd, Raekwon tomorrow, Ghostface, Legends is coming. Next week's Jeezy, just telling y'all again, the city's on turn up. The battle raps are coming. Shots fired, who's hot. Scopes, Knicks, Anticipation, Lee, and AR Green. Y'all get ready for that. Blends, bars, and beats. I'm on deck if you need one. PayPal. Email, you want a hard copy, regular mail, The Dope Show, Blends, Bars, and Beats. Holler at me, Facebook, Reverb Nation, Twitter, at The Dope, D-O-B-E. Pray for yourself, pray for somebody else. Until the next time, y'all be cool out there. Well, some of us need to warm up because we got on sweatshirts and hoodies in July. Rainstorms, floods, peace and blessings to the people who ain't making it right now, living through these storms. God's working. Yee! Jen.